This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Oh, the joys of the trial of Chad Daybell continue on. Day 17. And FBI Special Agent Steve Daniels provided a detailed testimony about the discovery of J.J. Vallow's remains, which was disturbing, but it needed to be put out there in this trial on Chad Daybell's property. The testimony included descriptions of the efforts made to conceal the body, which visibly moved many spectators, including J.J.'s grandfather, Larry Woodcock. But didn't he pass out? He passed out one of these days, and they had to get some EMS personnel in there because it was, and I don't blame him. I can't imagine hearing.
Well, he wanted his wife to stay home. She wanted to come, and he said, no, yeah. You can't be here for this. You just can't.
Those two, I don't know how they're doing it, but they're doing it. And the trial unfolded in a packed courtroom. Agent Daniels faced a rigorous cross-examination from the defense attorney, John Pryor. Rigorous might be overstating it. I don't think John Pryor is capable of rigorous. I think John Pryor is capable of meandering and pandering.
Who
pressed on specifics of the search operations and the use of forensic tools like Luminol. Daniels admitted he needed to review his notes to recall specific details about the searches, acknowledging the vast number of investigations that he had been involved in. The most heart-wrenching part of the testimony came when Daniels described uncovering JJ's remains, which were meticulously wrapped in plastic and duct tape. Let's take a listen.
So this picture just shows that the backhoe, what we did was after we had excavated the burial site, we brought in the backhoe we didn't know where Tylee's remains were located. And since JJ's remains were in this location, we just thought we should go deeper in this excavation and go a little bit wider in this area, just in case whoever did this buried Tylee in the same area. It was just logical to us that they might have put her in the same place. So we used the excavator to dig a little deeper and go a little bit wider just to see if we could find something else that might indicate Tylee, her remains were around this area. And we didn't find anything else.
That's the point. We knew these were human remains, and those remains were J.J. Vallow's, Daniels testified, noting how someone had taken the time to carefully cut through tree roots to bury the body.
So we have a pretty good idea that that black plastic is wrapping the entire human remains, and then kind of sporadically throughout that burial, you can see the little glimpses of black plastic. So it's looking like the entire remains are wrapped in that. So that's what this picture's showing a good idea of.
An agent where you don't have the benefit of the laser pointer, is the mouse or the pointer moving over where you're talking about the feet?
Correct.
Your Honor, this is 170p. And what did you observe here, Agent?
This is just continuing that excavation. And now, kind of in the middle of the photo, up towards the head, you can start to see there's a bigger piece of duct tape that starts to appear.
Chad Daybell's a fucking idiot. Why are you burying someone under tree roots where you have to cut the roots of the? He has all this land. He's got 7 acres or something, and he's choosing to bury directly under a tree with large roots. Have you ever?
I might know the answer to this.
He's a dumbass.
Maybe he wanted to nourish the tree. Doesn't that sound like something stupid they'd be into?
It kind of does. It really sounds like something absolutely insane where we killed our children because we think they're zombies, but now they're going to nourish the tree. I wonder.
See?
I mean, that there are pet cemeteries out in that area. But anybody who's ever tried to dig around a tree, You know how insanely difficult that is. And it's not a great idea to cut into the roots of the tree either once you get to them. It's like, no, there's a reason the roots are there. They're for supporting the tree. They're not meant to be cut up or dug up, you fucking idiot. But Chad was there, and he was a grave digger. That was the thing. So he should know better. But he's got that dumbass look on his face with his shovel. I'm sure, well, I'm going to bury the body. Go get me some of that lorry later. Mm-mm, tasty. Well, I just buried her kids. Fucking piece of shit. I hope he gets the death penalty. I still
don't understand. Why didn't she? I don't get it.
Because it was a stupid procedural issue that the prosecution didn't get something in on time, and then they took it. I thought it was a stupid reason to take the death penalty off the table to begin with, but that's why. I hope Chad Daybell gets lit on fire in his cell and burns to death, quite honestly. In an effort to shield the public from more disturbing details, Judge Stephen Boyce decided not to display certain graphic images in the courtroom via live stream. Instead, these images were shown directly to the jurors on their monitors, ensuring the sensitive nature of the evidence was handled with care. Spectators in the courtroom regained their seating in anticipation of the graphic testimony, underscoring the gravity of the evidence being presented. The emotional toll was very palpable as Larry Woodcock, JJ's grandfather, was seen wiping tears from his eyes during the testimony. That's like shit you can't unsee if you're a juror. So I'm glad I did it. I'm never going to be on a jury ever in my life because of what we do.
No, trust me, based on what you do for a living, they will boot your ass, because as soon as they looked at what I was doing, and I had only been working for you for a couple of months when I had my jury duty, they looked at what I did, asked me a few questions about true crime podcasting. Okay, you're dismissed. I was like, bye-bye. I'm out of here.
Exactly. It's like, I cover these cases, so I'm already biased. Listen to some of my things I've said before about, like, lighting Chad Daybell on fire in his cell. That should be enough to exclude me from any jury ever again. Yes, Your Honor.
And I get it. It's an honor to serve. It's your civic duty. There are those people who feel that way. I don't want to see dead bodies. I don't want to see children. The case that I was going to be sitting on was about child porn. I don't want to see it.
No,
I'm out of here.
No. And, I think it is good that we have jurors that are able to do that and do that. And I think it's an honorable thing to do. And I do not discount that whatsoever. Very honorable to do that. I think in the same way, it's honorable also to expose this shit the way that we do. So different type of capacity, but I think both really play a big part in going after these people and letting the world know just how scary a place it can be, because my God, look at this guy. He looks like he'd be, selling you State Farm insurance. And in reality, he's in the backyard melting his girlfriend's kids in a fucking Home Depot bucket and wrapping them in Saran wrap. Yeah, that's America.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.